Tapula doesn't miss a thing. You got to come strong. If you're coming on, you better come strong. Get out of my way. Gonna come and shine. Tell you what I got. Raw rage. Nothing you can do. Walt Dip Tulip Road Rage, we're back. So Ramona, Matt Rule has a new extension and a salary increase at Nebraska. Look, here's the deal. There's Ben. I just went looking for him. I must have walked right by him. He's sitting in there. I thought he left. I must have walked directly past him. In any case, Matt Rule is apparently staying at Nebraska. I'm not surprised at this because I think what happened is I think his little buddy at Penn State ran that idea up the flagpole, and I think it was voted down vehemently. I think common sense prevailed at Penn State, and I think Matt Rule was basically allowed to withdraw his name from consideration. He was not going to get the Penn State job. He just wasn't. There's just no way. I mean, that may have been their little thought at first, but when he scored 6 points against Minnesota and got his brains beat in by Minnesota after.
Excuse me 1 second.
Yeah, yeah.
Please. I got a 750 bid from Jeff.
Jeff, that's the way to go. Jeff, way to go. Absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. All right. The buy it now on that ball is $2,500. It will close at 6:30. Incrementally, the next bid on that needs to be $1,000. You have $250 increments on the coach's staff signed football. And again, I only have the one of them. It's absolutely a thing of beauty. And like I said, it includes Tom Allen's name. And of course, CJ Spiller and other big names who were players who were on staff. Ben Buller, etc. It's absolutely awesome. So let's go with that as well. So we're coming down to it. We're coming down to it. It's this football, and it's the charcuterie package from Iron Horse Steamers that is still available. The bid on that is $300. The buy it now is $500. The other one went for $500. So I need a $50 upgrade or buy it now and claim it courtesy of our friends at Iron Horse Steamers. The football, then, is the last item I have available in this campaign other than tomorrow, you know, the creme de la creme, the ultimate item, which is the Clemson football experience, which I'll be telling you a little bit more about later today. I want to talk college football, but on the Matt Rule front, look, I think the obvious thing here is this guy was not going to get the Penn State job. He used that notion to enhance his position at Nebraska, but I don't think he was ever going to get the Penn State job. I would have been shocked had he got the Penn State job. I think once you fire Franklin, you you know, there's some obvious things in life. You can't fire Franklin because he can't beat the top two teams in the country, not just any run-of-the-mill top 25 teams, because he can't beat Ohio State and Michigan while they're winning national championships. You can't fire him, a guy who got to the Final Four, and if Drew Aller had played worth a darn, might have won the national championship last year. You can't fire him, say, oh, he can't beat Ohio State and Michigan when they're winning national titles. They're not just your run-of-the-mill top 25 teams, and then go hire Matt Rule, who can't beat a ranked team in his whole life, no matter where he's been. There's just no way. You can't sell that. You've got to go. If your next guy has to be somebody with some sort of track record of beating the type of teams you're talking about, right? I mean, it's friggin' obvious. You've got to answer that question, because that's why you released Franklin. That's why you got rid of Franklin, because he didn't meet that ridiculous criteria that you had imposed. But since you did impose that criteria, and since that's the operational function on which you got rid of Franklin, the next guy you hire has to be somebody who has done that, right? So it can't be friggin' Matt Rule, who's never won anything anywhere. It could be Jeff Brohm. It could be Jeff Brohm, and that would make a lot of sense, quite honestly. Jeff Brohm would make a lot of sense. I think Drinkwitz would make sense. I think Bielma would make sense at Penn State. And I've raised Bielma's name before. I mean, if he can win 10 games a year in Illinois, which he's doing now, What could he do at Penn State? I mean, I think his name makes sense. Look, I know it seems like a big jump, but I think Rhett Lashley would make sense too. I think he's a guy who has a chance to give you what you want. Again, they're just, we don't live in a world anymore. Look, I've seen Urban Meyer's name pop up. I brought up Urban Meyer over 2 weeks ago in connection with any of these. I mean, you know, it's the specter of Urban Meyer. I mean, you know, does he want to coach again? He is one of those guys. This list of guys, excuse me, who have won multiple national championships is a really small list. And some have reclused themselves, like Saban. So, you know, Urban Meyer's in that same boat, but he could, in theory, coach again. If you're looking for a guy who's accomplished what you're claiming you need to see, well, Urban Meyer is one of those guys, right? So, I mean, he could be an answer. There's never been anything like this. We have a massive cluster blank in college football right now, and there are likely more openings ahead. Well, there certainly are. The question is how many? And how many of these teams are going to be late to the dance in terms of making a hiring? Because a lot of these teams are going to be going after the same guy. Look, I've made it clear. I think Kiffin's staying at Ole Miss. I think he'll use the attention to enhance his position. I think Ole Miss, not to the degree that Mississippi State is, but Ole Miss is still a little bit of an SEC outlier school. And I think Lane Kiffin is an outlier coach. There's a little bit of the Mike Leach thing in him. Except, you know, Mike Leach didn't make all the boneheaded in-game decisions he does. That's good. You go to a place like LSU in Florida, that's going to be a hard sell. Ole Miss, they may not even know. Ole Miss, I don't know, maybe they're not football savvy enough to even understand his in-game mistakes. But, you know, look, the guy's a brilliant offensive mind. He's brilliant in preparing his teams, I think, for the most part. I think he's brilliant in deciding how to attack opposing defenses. I think his in-game management and his in-game decisions, I think singularly, he's the worst I've ever seen. I mean, dead stinking last. I think his in-game decisions are atrocious. I mean, he tried every way he could all game long to give the Oklahoma game away with his mania. You know, they say genius and the opposite, mania, is a fine line. I think it's all demonstrated in him. I think dude looks like he has multiple personalities. And I think it's all witnessed in him. And you see the good, the bad, and he can't help himself. You know, remember the Alabama game X number of years ago where he kept going on fourth down from his own territory and he lost the game. And out of that game, he said, I'm never going to do this again. I'm not going to do this anymore. And then he's going right back to doing all the same things. And in that game against Oklahoma, again, the truth is they probably should have beaten Oklahoma by 30. And they would have if it wasn't for Lane Kiffin's in-game management. So I really think he's best at Ole Miss. I think he can be sort of a nutcase. He can be sort of a genius nutcase. Sounds like an oxymoron, sort of is. He can be like a genius nutcase at Ole Miss. And so I think that's a really good situation for him. And here's the thing. He's nothing he can do will get him fired there. You know, no matter whether you come in like a conquering hero at Florida or LSU, those two institutions have proven that they will fire you. I mean, they fired Ed Orgeron, a year and a half after he won the national title? So they've proven that they will fire people. So where he's at, I think he's safe in that regard. I think he sort of has it made, actually, at Ole Miss. He's like the king of Ole Miss. And, you know, and I think it's been proven over and over in the world of college athletics now that the money is everywhere. So you don't need to go anywhere to find the money. You can stay right where you are and be paid. I think he stays put. And I've been saying that. I think that's what he does. That would leave, you know, Florida and LSU to fight for somebody else. You know, everything that's going on and being said about LSU, I don't have any idea who LSU is looking. They might be looking for a coach on the down low on the pricing scale. I'm not sure. I still think Eli Drinkwitz makes sense at either of those places. I think he makes sense at Penn State too. Man, I am really curious. I wish we could see what Penn State's list looks like. I think that Matt Rule's name, as I said, was originally on the Nittany Lions list, and then I think it got crossed off, and rightfully so. I think there were some come to Jesus meetings in with Penn State backers, and I think, despite the fact that Rule is an alum, and despite the fact he met his wife there, like who friggin' cares? I think that happened, and I think Rule was crossed out. So I don't know who else is on that list. You know, I think Jeff Brohm makes a lot of sense. A lot of sense. And, you know, and Louisville's a nice little job, and obviously Brohm has all sorts of Louisville connections. But, man, if Penn State comes calling, you're not going to take the Penn State job? How do you rank these jobs? I mean, and look, there are more to come. I mean, listen, there's a chance that Oklahoma opens up. There's a chance that Texas opens up. If Sarkisian goes to the NFL, there's a lot of speculation that Sarkisian wants out. I'm not surprised at that. If he does, then Texas is going to be left at the altar. I mean, can you imagine if, in addition to what we already have, the major jobs we already have, if Florida State, Oklahoma, Texas, Southern Cal, if these schools open, which is perfectly possible, there's a good chance that Auburn's going to open. I mean, we have never seen anything like this in the history of college football. It's absolute abject insanity, and the Franklin thing started it all. You know, again, my friend William Quackenbush has this working theory that you'd never fire a 9-win coach. I think for the most part, it's a pretty good theory. Except for the one guy he points out in Ralph Friedgen, who needed to be fired because he was fat and out of control and his program was out of control. But I agree with Kwok. I think it's a good working theory. Penn State just fired a 13-win coach. A 13-win coach. A 13-win coach who that we know of didn't commit any felonies. You know, if you win 13 games and you're dismissed, you better see felonies in there. Because other than that, there's no grounds for it. And so, I don't know. I mean, but how would you rank the jobs we already have? Then what happens if Texas, Oklahoma, man, it would be unbelievable if Texas and Oklahoma, the two schools that just recently moved to the SEC, if both of those jobs open up. Because Sarkisian goes to the NFL and because Venables gets canned. Venables is still in some danger. He is. Because, look, that schedule that they have left, those four games left, man, there's no cake in that. That is a difficult four-game out. And those people hated that he got thumped by Texas again. They hated it. I was reading their message boards, man. They were not happy. And I don't think they're happy about losing at home to stinking Lane Kiffin. And I don't think they're happy. These are savvy football fans. They know how many breaks Lane Kiffin gave them in that game. I don't think they're too thrilled with that, any of that. So I don't know about Brent Venables in Oklahoma. I mean, you know, he's a Kansas State guy to begin with. He played at Kansas State, but he coached at, you know, obviously K-State and Clemson and Oklahoma. But I think he's on thin ice with those people. And, you know, look, Bob Stoops coached there forever. He never lost home games to anybody, ever. Ever. I mean, man, I don't know. How old is Bob Stoops? Ramona, look at Bob Stoops. Find out how old Bob Stoops is. Maybe, you know, I think Bob Stoops is happy being out of football. I don't think he wants to go back to it. But what about Bob Stoops? Is it conceivable? I mean, at one point, Bob Stoops was connected to the Florida job a million years ago. I don't think Florida would go in that direction now. But could Oklahoma go home again? I don't know. I mean, if Venables winds up being dumped at Oklahoma, who's Oklahoma's next coach? I mean, as insane as this college football season is already and these dismissals are, we have 12 already. I mean, what could this number go to? And And again, what schools could we be talking about? I mean, it's already insane that we have Penn State and we have Florida and we have LSU, major, major job openings. We could well add Florida State. We could well add Oklahoma. We could well add Texas. We could well add USC. We could add Auburn. I mean, these are enormous jobs. Who's going to fill all these jobs? What are you going to do? Just play musical chairs and move them all around? Is that the plan? Robert in Georgia on the other side. Quick break.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium. And Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Did you know State Credit Union now offers the same services big banks offer? Services like online account opening, online loan applications, mobile banking, remote check deposit, person-to-person transfers, electronic signatures, and more. All with better interest rates and lower fees than the big banks. Check them out today and see why over 600 people per month are joining State Credit Union. Visit them online at SCSCU.com. That's SCSCU.com. Equal housing lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment. Motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when the industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
We are the Nix family, and this is our Ingles story.
Welcome to Henderson County, North Carolina, known throughout the South as Apple Country. Here, the family of Apple Wedge Farm is in its fifth and sixth generation, cultivating fresh fruit for the local community and beyond. For decades, these beautiful, locally grown apples have graced the shelves of Ingles Markets, and we look forward to carrying them for decades to come. Ingles. Low prices. Love the savings.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMale.com.
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
The crisp fall air, the roar of Death Valley, and the Sea of Orange. It's Clemson football season. Get game day ready at the Tiger Sports Shop, your official headquarters, for everything Clemson, from Nike sideline styles to exclusive Lululemon gear. We've got the looks true fans wear with pride. Visit either one of our two convenient Clemson locations, Tiger Boulevard and College Avenue, or shop online anytime at tigersports.com. The Tiger Sports Shop, where every Clemson fan shops and traditions begin.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a three-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. Stroke risk may increase. Eliquis can cause serious and potentially fatal bleeding. Don't take if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or bleed longer. A spinal injection increases blood clot risk, which may cause paralysis. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or bruising, or back pain, tingling, numbness, muscle weakness, or incontinence. Aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The upstate leader in sports by day, worldwide leader in sports by night. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Texter 245 says George Jones song, "Who's Gonna Fill Their Shoes?" I think it's right. It's a mess. By the way, Ramona, Sean took care of his bowl payment already, which we like, but Sean is going to love this bowl. Absolutely love this bowl. As God's my witness, Ramona, you know, I'll demonstrate a little point right now. What did I ask you to do for me regarding this bowl?
Get Victor's number because you want some stuff.
Get Victor's number because having seen this bowl, I'm telling you, it's just, I'm glad he was able to take it outside and get a good video of it because it's just an absolute work of art. And so we're where we are right now. We are the one Iron Horse Steamer item that I have left is the charcuterie package for 20 to 25 people. We detailed, you have all these choices of all these Italian meats and all these cheeses and nuts and fruits, and it feeds 20 to 25 people. I have a bid of 300 on that from Rudy. The next bid on that has to be 350 or more. 500 is the buy it now. The other Iron Horse package went for the 500. The bowl by Victor went for the buy it now of 700. The football, the all coaches football, all staff signed football. It's the only one I have. Dabo Swinney signed, you know, again, Tom Allen signature. That's new. Tom Allen signature, you know, some of the great players who are on the staff, CJ Spiller, Ben Bulwer, etc. It's an all coach signed football. It's a thing of beauty. The footballs yesterday went for $7,500. I'm at $750 on this. I need a $250 upgrade on it. Who's leading that football, Ramona?
Jeff.
I need a $250 upgrade on that or more, or a power bid. $2,500, which is the least a ball went for yesterday, we'll close it. It's the only one I have. It's the last of this campaign. Tomorrow, we're just going to have one major ticket item. So let's go on the football and let somebody come strong on that and somebody take the Iron Horse Steamers package and make it your own. Mr. B says, what is all this? Oh, Mr. B's been busy. Man, I have to go back and look at this, Mr. B. Mr. B says, people like to ask all these hypothetical questions. Hypothetically, even with the season we're having, if Dad would put his name in the ring for all these open head coaching spots, do you think he'd get an offer from an SEC school? Someone actually wrote a little article about that, and I was wondering your opinion. I do think so. I also think, though, that there would be conversations about his use of the portal. And I think expectations in that regard, were he to take a job like an LSU, for example. So I think that's the reality. So yes. But I think it's a good question. Texas said, fun question for you, Walt. If I were to ask you to pick the champion of the current Final Four of Briscoe, Byron, Hamlin, or Larson, do you know what I'm talking about? If yes, your answer. Thanks, Walt and Ramon. Love you. God bless. I do. I don't know. I'd have to think about that. Texas said, by the way, that last text was in tribute to Big Bad Bob. Robert in Georgia. Robert, how are you, Robert? Good to have you.
Walt, I'm great. I hope y'all are.
Absolutely.
I got some picks, but before I get to the picks, you've been talking a lot about James Franklin the past couple weeks, and you've mentioned a couple times, I think, something along the lines of you don't care how big an a-hole he was, you've got to keep him because of all of his winning. Do you remember your reaction or how you felt when the 49ers fired Jim Harbaugh?
I think so. I mean,
because he had won, been to a Super Bowl, had just an outstanding record.
Right.
They basically fired him because he couldn't get along with anybody.
Well, it wasn't I don't think it was the same situation. I think that Harbaugh was wearing thin on NFL players at that point. He was doing the same stuff he was doing collegially and thought he could do it in the National Football League, and NFL players just weren't having it. So he was wearing thin with those players. Franklin never wore thin with his players. In fact, the players who have played for Franklin have come out in support of him, unlike what we saw with Brian Kelly.
Yeah. I mean, but you don't think there's a chance that James Franklin was wearing thin on the AD and everybody
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. But their job is to win football games, right? And he just won 13 games. And was in the national semifinal, and if his quarterback could complete a forward pass, he might have won the national title, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, I was just curious.
Yeah, because, no, it's a fair question.
Like it might have been a similar situation there.
I think in some ways the Harbaugh situation is more similar to Brian Kelly.
Yeah, I mean, Brian Kelly and Harbaugh, definitely. Right. I mean, Brian Kelly, you can just watch him on the sideline. He just reeks of irrational hothead. I mean, he does.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons why, I mean, with everything they had coming back and with a great NFL talent quarterback, I still felt like they were going to lose three or four games this year. And it was solely because of Brian Kelly.
One of his players, and I forget which one because there were like 10 that came out and said negative things about him, probably a lot more than that. I'm not keeping a running scoreboard on that, so I don't know how many you have now. And I forget which one this was, but one of his players said that that he was around Brian Kelly for 2 years and that Brian Kelly never said anything more to him than hello. That was it. That's the most he ever said to him. He never asked him how he was. He never asked him, you know, about his life. Or he never cared. You know, all these things that Dabo Swinney preaches and believes in, and the communication and the caring about the kids and what happens to them after, aside from just football, that's a real thing. Brian Kelly didn't have that ingredient at all, according to these players.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe Brian Kelly and Aaron Rodgers can start a podcast and let all the ex-people they've ticked off and hated on call in.
Yep.
All right, well.
Yeah, I think it's that wear thin component that, for example, both of those guys have. You know, you can be around them for a couple months, and it doesn't start to show itself, and then gradually it does. I mean, I think the Jets found that out with Aaron Rodgers. They found it out firsthand. Robert Saleh found it out firsthand. Aaron Rodgers got Robert Saleh fired.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we saw what he did to him on the sideline. I mean.
Let's get some picks in. I got three underdogs again this week, but I'm going to start out with the Indiana minus 21.5. I'm going to lay that at Maryland.
Okay.
I've been riding Indiana all year, and I think they'll do me right again this week. Now, my underdog picks, they're all at night, Walt, so I'm going to call them.
By the way, I want to say one thing. This Texture 245, who wrote about the George Jones song, he's commented on Franklin, which is what you brought up, Robert. See, I think this is my exact point. He wrote, makes zero sense to fire Franklin with no plan in place. See, that's my point. That's my biggest point of all. I think Texas is 100% right. If you're going to fire a guy who's been averaging 11.33 wins the last 4 years, you better have a friggin' plan in place.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I agree with that 100%. And listen, I mean, I don't want to dwell on it, but I think Franklin to Virginia Tech, I like that.
Yeah, I do too.
Like James Franklin.
Yeah, I think
that
he'll turn
be a good spot for him.
Yeah, I think he'll turn Virginia Tech back into a beast. I do.
Yeah, yeah. All right. All of these underdogs are playing at night, Walt. So I'm going to call this my three dog night win outright picks.
I got to admit, listen, Robert, I sort of like that.
Listen, I tried to get road dogs on all of them, but I couldn't. I just couldn't find three road dogs. Listen, I wanted to take Wake Forest. And I think they'll cover in that game, but I don't think they're going to beat Florida State. But I wouldn't be surprised if they did.
Yep.
So, but moving on. I think you might like these two, Walt. First is UNC plus 2.5 at Syracuse. I think UNC is going to win outright. I think Syracuse is on the way down, and I think UNC actually shows a little bit of life.
Yeah, I do sort of like that. I think UNC the last couple of weeks has played a better brand of football. They're getting they got their running game going, which I think has really helped them. The quarterback play's been better, and the defense is really starting to come around, as I guess we could have guessed with Belichick. So there are some signs of life. I mean, they should have won the last two games. I mean, they fumbled twice at the goal line. In the Cal game, they fumbled as they were crossing the goal line to win the game. I mean, that sucks out loud.
Now, it is Friday night in the Carrier Dome, but I think UNC will pull it out. Walt, I'm going to take Oklahoma plus the 3. At Tennessee.
Yeah.
I think that Oklahoma's going to bounce back, and I don't like Tennessee. I think they're due for a loss.
Yeah, I think there's some bad blood in that game. I could see that. I think it's all going to depend on really Oklahoma's offense. Can they put any consistent offense together? And can John Mateer presumably a weak, healthier John Mateer play a better brand of football than he's played of late.
Yeah. And the last one, give me Nebraska plus the 6.5 at home versus Southern Cal.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too. I don't like Southern Cal on the road, and I almost gave that out today. I gave out some road rage guarantees. I'm going to give out a few more. I almost gave that out as one of them, but I wanted to think about it a little more, only because as I was actually starting to type it, Robert. I was actually starting to type that out on Twitter, and then I thought, wait a minute, they just scored 6 points against Minnesota, who's god awful. And so I stopped typing, and I decided I was going to put that one in the crock pot, as Dallas Winnie says, for more consideration.
There you go. That's probably good. Listen, I went 2-1 last week, Walt, and I'm telling you, I lost the one by an inch in that Missouri-Vanderbilt game. And I know you probably think Vanderbilt would have won that game, but I think Missouri should have won that game. I mean, it was ugly.
Yeah.
But there was a few calls in there, a few no calls. I mean, I'm not going to complain about it.
They're similar teams. It's, you know, they'd probably play that type of game every single time.
Yeah, yeah. But one last thing, Walt, while I got you. Did you see Tuesday night Kennesaw State's coach, Jerry Mack, go for it and score a touchdown to clear the spread with 1 minute left?
Oh, well,
when he was first in goal.
Yeah, look, this is what I'm talking about. I mean,
he could have easily taken a knee and ended that game.
Right, we are seeing more and more college coaches try and cover spreads, and some of them are openly discussing it. See, this is not – look, I mean, I might think that's funny, but this is not good for college football. It just isn't. I mean, this thing is out of control – And, you know, they want to make sure that we believe in the integrity of the results. It's getting harder and harder to believe in the integrity of the results.
Walt, I appreciate you getting in, man.
Thank you, Robert. Good speaking with you. 940 says, I like James Franklin to, oh, he said to Oklahoma State, from mullet to bald. I don't know. I don't think Oklahoma State's a very good job without the benefactor of T. Boone Pickens. I don't think it's a very good job. I think that's actually one of the worst jobs out there, and I think James Franklin is way more qualified. I get it. I think you're just cracking a joke. I get it. But I think that in terms of James Franklin, he should sort of have his choice of jobs. I mean, you know, if schools like Florida and LSU are ignoring James Franklin, I think they're dumb. I mean, I don't know why you would ignore James Franklin in any hiring process. I mean, how could Florida ignore James Franklin? I mean, James Franklin would be perfect for Florida. I don't know. I mean, listen, the things we've seen, nothing would shock me. Wouldn't shock me if James Franklin commits to coaching Virginia Tech and then a week later says, I'm going to take the Florida job. That wouldn't surprise me at all. Nothing that would happen from here on out would surprise me. Texter said, Arkansas and Oklahoma State are going to be left with scraps. I think that's spot on. I think every texter that's written in today has been all over it. 328, I think, is all over it. I mean, they are going to be left with scraps. There's no question. You know, so, or they're going to have to do some outside the box hiring. You know, maybe look for a lower level guy, a bright mind, or maybe a rising guy. You know, somebody who's not on the radar of some of these other programs. But yeah, I mean, I think that's what's going to happen without question. Walt up to the road rage. Quick break. We'll be back.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium. And Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation, so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
Get ready, Upstate. The legendary Jason Carter, renowned fiddler for the Del McCoury Band, is bringing his own Jason Carter Band to the Walhalla Performing Arts Center Friday, November 7th. From the Grand Ole Opry to the Grammy stage, Jason's fiery fiddle and soulful sound will have you tapping your toes and clapping your hands all night long. Tickets are on sale now at WalhallaPack.com. That's WalhallaPAC.com. Don't miss this unforgettable night of world-class bluegrass.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
When you need to move, choose Tiger Moving Company for an affordable and stress-free experience. Our team of capable, trainable, and professional movers is dedicated to providing extraordinary customer service. Whether you're relocating across town or across the state, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the Upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? Well, at PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System. Their science-backed method that gets your body to burn fat first, not sugar. Plus, they're the only program where they guarantee your success and your results. I can attest, I lost 24 pounds in 5 weeks. I've kept it off for years. No starving, no workouts, no risky drugs. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism, shrinks dangerous belly fat, and keeps it off permanently. For radio listeners only, they are sweetening the pot for you by waiving your consultation fee, getting you 2 extra weeks of the program free, covering the cost of food during the program, and just for booking, you'll receive their 5 steps to reset the scale book for free. But don't wait. The guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Call 864-644-1900 now and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
From tailgate to touchdown, South Stage is here to ensure your financial game plan leads you to victory. With cutting-edge digital tools like contactless payment, digital wallet, and more, your financial plays become seamless and convenient. As your trusted banking partner, South State is committed to supporting you every step of the way, providing expert guidance and dedicated assistance on your financial journey. This is Banking Forward, South State Bank, member FDIC.
The Roar, the only place in the upstate where you can get 13 hours of live and local sports talk daily. Oh, believe me, we've checked. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Carry on my wayward son. There'll be peace when you are done. Lay your weary head to rest. Don't you cry no
Up Tula Road Rage, Ramona dropping a little Kansas and Carry On Wayward Son. I don't know if that has anything to do with these coaching situations or not. By the way, you know, a thought just occurred to me. It's a two-word thought. Jim Knowles. What's going on with Jim Knowles? You know, let's remember what happened at Penn State. Tom Allen decides to go to Clemson, and then Penn State makes a big splashy hire with Jim Knowles coming from Ohio State. Ryan Day and Jim Knowles were not really getting along. And Jim Knowles jumps ship and he goes to Penn State, and Penn State celebrates that. They act like they don't care that Tom Allen's gone. They act like they think they got a better guy. Then Penn State turns around and fires Franklin a few games into the season. What becomes of Jim Knowles? I mean, he's a man without a country, isn't he? And they're not going to give him the job. Jim Knowles is 60, but they're not going to turn Penn State's program over to Jim Knowles. So what happens with Jim Knowles? I don't even know. He's been out of sight, out of mind. And he's a pricey defensive coordinator. If you're in the market for a defensive coordinator, he's a pricey one. And I don't know what happens with him in that Penn State situation. Does the next guy who comes in and takes that job keep Knowles employed? Maybe. By the way, I'm looking at an article that says Ryan Day gets brutally honest about former Ohio State defensive coordinator Jim Knowles before the Penn State game. This is by Zane Bando. Zane Bando? I don't know. I thought Zane Bando was something you put on your arm when you cut your arm.
Oh, please. That's bad.
Ohio State's Ryan Day is solely focused on beating Penn State this Saturday up the Buckeye Stampede, but Day recognizes the weirdness of having to face former defensive coordinator Jim Knowles, who departed for State College from Columbus in a blockbuster offseason coaching move following the Buckeyes' national title win. this is what Ryan Day said. Quote, there hasn't been much communication, Day said, of his relationship with Knowles at his weekly presser. He did a great job when he was here, helped us win a national championship, and kind of left it at that. You know, we had to go make a replacement and move on from there. That's kind of how it is. It was abrupt, but we certainly respect the work he did when he was here. It was clear then, and we said it then, and it's equally clear now, there is no love lost between Ryan Day and Jim Knowles. Ryan Day was not happy with Jim Knowles' lack of aggressiveness. That's what happened. Ryan Day started to tell Jim Knowles how to do his job. Jim Knowles didn't like that. That's what happened. That's how that little marriage dissolved. And I don't know, you know, it's a little interesting twist to that game. And Ryan Day, of course, is saying, man, don't misread this. Penn State's as talented as we are, despite the way their season is going. Well, we're going to talk about that at some point here. Let me just give you a little update, little auction update, okay? Just for what Ramona's been able to tell me so far, and that didn't include the 300 that's not a final bid. That includes just the final bids. All right.
That's right.
Okay. So here's how this is, okay? My way of thinking, we're at 750 on that football. If on the coaches all signed football, is that where we're at?
Yes.
We need to get going on that. The buy it now is 2500 on the coaches signed football. I mean, it's a thing of beauty. It's the only one I have, okay? It's the last one of the campaign. It's actually the only one I've had this campaign. This is the only coaches signed football I have in the campaign. The other two footballs yesterday were players signed who are on staff, so it's you get some crossover, but those two footballs combined to go for $7,500. This one is at $750. This football has Tom Allen on it. The footballs yesterday didn't. This football has Tom Allen's name on it. Obviously, it has C.J. Spiller and Ben Bowler, et cetera. Dabo Sweeney, of course. It's the full staff signed football, the only one I have, the ultimate holiday gift. It's at $750. Just a little simple math tells me, Ramona, that if that football goes to $750, we will be at over $50,000 raised in the auction for the entire campaign. If that football goes up $750, if it goes to $1,500 or more, and so somebody can take us there. Somebody can take us there today. To the over $50,000 mark. So let's go. Everyone knows the reason for this season, and I only have the one football, the one. Again, full staff, full coaching staff signed football, all the names on it, including Tom Allen. This is a unique ball. No one has this football, and it's, as I understand it, it was even difficult to be able to get this football this year. Because, you know, so many coaches doing so many different things. It was difficult to get this football signed. We're at $750. I need $250 upgrades. $2,500 is the buy it now. A move to $1,500 would push us over $50,000 raised in the auction. I would love that, so let somebody do that. Let's go, let's go, let's go. Let me tell you about Carson's Steak Warehouse and Saloon. Carson's is your place for a quick lunch, celebrating a special occasion, or if you just want a great dinner with friends. They're open every day. Happy hour, Monday to Saturday, 4 to 8. Discounted appetizers, beer, wine, and cocktails. We had a texter write us the other day that he went out to Carson's with his family. He said they just loved it. Just absolutely loved it. Fried catfish sandwich, smoked ribs, honey Dijon salmon topped with toasted breadcrumbs, golden fried chicken tenders. That same texter, Mona, told us that he had the Monterey chicken sandwich that we're always recommending, topped with jack cheese, bacon, and barbecue sauce, and that he absolutely loved it. Hamburger steak with onions, gravy, and peppers, fresh out of the oven yeast rolls with honey butter. Those are awesome. Hand-cut steaks, this is my category, Mona, from their in-house butcher, cooked to perfection. Try the New York strip or the ribeye. Absolutely awesome. The strawberry shortcake. Carson's is accepting reservations in their large private dining room for social and corporate events, birthday parties, graduation celebrations, family and school reunions. Book your reservation today. They handle the rest. Open 11 to 9 Monday to Thursday, 11 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, 11 to 9 on Sundays, 150 West Beltline Boulevard. Basically, they're always open. 864-226-9400, 864-226-9400. You will 100% thank me later. All right.
Hey, Jeff Race has been to 1500.
That's awesome.
For the football.
That's absolutely awesome. Jeff, thank you so much. That's that's somebody who fully understands the reason for the season, and that's absolutely awesome. So thank you, Jeff. And that's going to push us over $50,000 raised in the auction this year, which is really incredible. And we, of course, have one major ticket item tomorrow. But we're coming to an end. This football is one of the last two items I have for auction. The other is the Iron Horse Steamers charcuterie package that feeds 20 to 25. The bid on that is $300. The buy it now is $500. So that's where we are. That's where we are. And the buy it now and the football is $2,500. So courtesy of Jeff, we're at $1,500. I would need a bid of $250 above that to make another bid. That's the increment. All right, we have lots to get to. Ramona, you won last week's football pick'em contest.
I did.
With a 6-2 mark. You know what?
6-4, yeah.
Yes, yeah, 6-4.
Yes, I saw that. Yeah, I was shocked.
Yeah, it's well done. It pretty much means everybody had a bad week. And and I went 4-6, but you know what really sucks, Ramona, is, of course, as you know, the two I wanted to change and that I had planned on, that we talked about on air, I, of course, got right with the changes. So I should have been 6-4 as well, but I didn't want to bother them with sending in new picks. I could have, because I put my picks in too early, and we learned about the Tyson injury situation after that. And, you know, and I said during the week that I wish I could change two picks. And I could have changed them. And the two that I wanted to change was A&M over LSU, because, as I said, A&M was just better, and they were going to beat LSU. And then the Arizona State game against Houston, because once I learned Tyson was out, I just thought that I don't think it would have mattered. I think Houston would have won anyway. But I wanted to change those two, and I regret not doing it, because the two that I would have swapped both won. So I would have been 6-4, too. But I'm not. So I just cry me a friggin' river. You know, one thing I don't know if I've mentioned on air or not. I wrote about it on Twitter, but I don't know if I've ever mentioned this on air. You know, Ramona, we had the Auburn-Georgia officiating debacle where Auburn scored a touchdown, Jackson Arnold scored a touchdown, and a whole bunch of other things. The Kirby Smart bullcrap feigned the timeout that he was trying desperately to call. They then later tried to say he was clapping his hands. I don't know if people know this. If you don't follow me on Twitter, you might not know this, because this story seems like it's sort of buried. But the SEC, Ramona, in response to that, they waited a good while. They basically fired the lead official in that game and didn't suspend him. Well, look, here's the reality. Okay, they suspended him for the year. The dilemma is this was his final year in officiating. So they effectively fired this dude in what was supposed to be the golden watch period.
That stinks.
Well, Ramona, he should have been fired. The officiating in that game, they screwed Auburn over royally. If you pick Georgia in our little thing, you were wrong. Auburn was the right pick. They got screwed over royally. That game would have ended before halftime. You get some Georgia idiots who are still trying to debate that touchdown, which is just utterly laughable. And if you didn't understand that it was laughable before, you know it is now, because they fired the guy because he took 8 minutes to uphold a call that was wrong. Everybody knew. I mean, Sean McDonough screamed for 8.5 minutes, as did the entire broadcast team and the booth official, that it was a touchdown. For 8.5 minutes, McDonough screamed it on air. And then this dude came back and upheld the original call, which was just laughable. And make no mistake about it, there was the Kirby situation, there were other situations. Auburn got screwed over all game. But make no mistake about it, they fired that dude because of that bogus non-touchdown call, which changed the nature of the whole game. And again, they effectively fired him. They didn't say fired, they said suspended for the year. Guys don't get suspended for the year who make bad calls. They might get suspended for a game. They suspended this dude, Ramona. This stinks to high heaven. In a world full of scamming and cheating and illegal gambling, This stinks to high heaven. The SEC offered no explanation other than he was fired because of the calls made in that game. But they didn't offer any concrete explanation explaining any of it. And so this just leads to wild hyperbole, like, did this dude bet on Georgia? You know, I'm not saying that, but this is what it leads to, because the SEC did not fill in any of the dots for us. And in the middle of the night, they just basically fired the guy. And I don't know whether even America knows this. Walt Diptula Road Rage. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Chickasaw Point, a gated community along the banks of Lake Hartwell, has so much to offer, from breathtaking golf to a reimagined event center at Overlook Restaurant. Offering delicious food and available for events like meetings and weddings, ChickasawPointGolf.com.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Welcome back.